Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Joined again. It's been a minute. And it hasn't been because she's been selling a bunch of antique credenzas, which she probably would prefer to be doing in her lovely antique shop. But instead, joining me now, I always introduce her as this, but right now, truly in force, joining me now is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. Good afternoon.
Hi, Bill. How are you? It's been a little while.
It has been a little while. Now, I've been paying, I pay a lot of attention to your old stomping ground, as you do. Except I don't pay nearly as much attention to it as you do. Lay out the plight for a gun owner or a gun business in New York, a la Kathy Hochul.
Wow. And how many hours do we have to put this together?
Well, we just go to
it is a sad state of affairs. Probably the entire Second Amendment audience across the United States is familiar at this point with the United States Supreme Court decision handed down June 23 of this year, New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. Bruin being then the superintendent of the New York State Police. And really, the Bruin case was the trilogy. So Heller, McDonald, and now NYSERPA versus Bruin. And those cases established that the Second Amendment is a first-class fundamental right, and you have a right to defend yourself both inside and outside your home. So core values are protected. That did not sit well with Kathleen Hochul. At the time, she was serving as lieutenant governor, becoming governor because Governor Cuomo resigned. Now, Bill, you and I are sadly talking about this the day after she has been elected to a four-year term as governor of New York. This past summer, as it became clear that the Supreme Court would be issuing the Bruin decision and also the Dobbs decision, Governor Hochul jammed through the New York State Legislature and signed into law a package of 10 bills. And four of those bills I am now going after in federal court in a suit that we just filed last week. And that suit is Zero Tolerance Manufacturing versus Hochul. Do you like that?
I like that. Yes.
You know, and let me just tell you and the listeners sort of the side story of karma and how quickly that can come back around at somebody. The current acting superintendent of the New York State Police is Stephen Negrelli. He's one of the defendants in this lawsuit. And he had taken to the podium this past summer and said he would have zero tolerance enforcing these laws against New Yorkers. So imagine, if you will, I'm looking at these bills and I'm thinking about putting together this lawsuit, and I start talking with various people who are potentially interested in suing the governor. And here's this telephone call with Nadine Gazzola. And, you know, we're chatting and okay. And so what is the name of your gun store? And she says Zero Tolerance. And I just thought, wow, absolutely fantastic. And it really is the battle of zero tolerance. You know, which side is it that really is on the side of justice? And which side is it that is the injustice? If those laws are allowed to go into effect on December 5th, so in less than 30 days, there is a question whether every single gun store in the state of New York will close. Whether 5 o'clock on December 4th, is it they shut off the lights, they turn the key, they leave, and they don't reopen. Because the list of things that gun stores in the state of New York will have to do effective December 5th includes things like sending copies of their book of acquisition and disposition of firearms and their form 4473 to the New York State Police.
Daily?
Monthly, and then quarterly, and then with an annual certification of being in compliance. And that is just the top of the list. I have 31 statutes that we are seeking to have a court strike down. The one that I'm mentioning, of course, is illegal under federal law. Thank you to the Gun Owners Act of 1968. Thank you to the Firearm Owners Protection Act of 1986. It is absolutely illegal. Not even the ATF gets to walk in and say, oh, yeah, give me a copy of your A&D book. I'm just going to pick that in the car with me and drive home with it. Nope. Not even the United States Attorney General has a right to get a copy of the A&D book. It is an absolute prohibition of federal, state, or other municipal government to take any of your gun shop firearms compliance records with some super specific exceptions. For example, Department of Justice attorney goes to a federal judge, it's a criminal case, they get a warrant. They can come to the FFL, they can say we need records concerning this specific firearm, or hello, we're here because we need to seize this specific firearm to bring it to the courthouse to put it into evidence. Super, super specific exception. But this is who we're dealing with, is Kathy Hochul, who the people in New York
right.
have just elected to a 4-year term of office.
Yeah. That is a big mystery to me. I have to that in all of this, as I've considered all of this, that is why, and we'll get into that as we go. Now, my question is, in the timeline, when you were laying out the timeline, where did this, like this last thing you just brought up, where did that happen in relation to when Bruin hit? Was it before Bruin hit? Was it after Bruin hit?
So I have 4 bills on my list that passed between May 23 and July 1st. And my 31 statutes are pulled out of those 4 bills. The package of bills was such a mess that some things start in one bill and continue through another.
Right.
And then what happens is the bills had effective dates where certain things started happening. Other things already started happening September 1st. And that's so there's already 7 or 8 lawsuits in the federal courts here in New York trying to get things stricken down. They're making some progress. For example, Judge Sinatra, Western District Court of New York, 2 preachers from churches in Buffalo said, hey, we want to be able to concealed carry at a house of worship. And so they did manage to win both a temporary restraining order and then a preliminary injunction that just got issued last week. Because one of the bills had a list of approximately 30 sensitive places where you were no longer permitted to concealed carry. And when you read through this list, you know, there's no place left in New York to concealed carry. This is Governor Kathy Hochul.
Well, now, with this injunction that occurred, or whatever the Gun Owners of America got in place, didn't that pretty mm-hmm. much do away with most of the places you cannot carry a gun?
Some, yes. So you're talking about the Antoniuk 2 decision, because okay. it's never just, you know, one case. Antoniuk, Ivan okay. Antoniuk,
hang on,
the lead plaintiff.
I was mm-hmm. so busy being immersed in everything that you were telling me. It started almost creeped up on me. We got the break coming up. Paloma Cabana, attorney at law. She is, no website to send you to. She's just out there doing the job. She's out there bringing the pain where some people just can't. In the hardest place there is to fight for justice. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are discussing, we're in a discussion with Paloma Capana, attorney at law, and right now she has a multifaceted lawsuit or lawsuits in play right now in New York State, which is the sort of the epicenter for the, you know, it's a representation of what happens when you have a totalitarian state sort of thing happening. And Kathy Hochul just got reelected. Let me ask you a question about that. And I'm not going to belabor the point. I was under the impression that Zeldin had a chance. That was interesting in and of itself. But, you know, when I didn't look at the New York map, but I'm almost certain that New York City is a blue speck in a sea of red when it comes to the state. Did New York City just have that many more voters? I mean, what is it that you think got her reelected?
They do. They do have that many more voters. For example, right now I am standing in the Adirondack Park. So I'm not in North Carolina at the moment. I'm in the Adirondack Park, one of the most beautiful places really in the country.
Right.
6 million acres. So clean. The air is so clean. The water is so clean. The hiking trails are pristine. So 6 million acres. 152,000 full-time residents. So does that give you some idea in terms of, you know, upstate, everything west of the Hudson, so beautiful, good people. Then you just have to take out, you know, the cities, the Democratic strongholds, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Ithaca. You've got some population concentrations, and that is what we're stuck with. But I think that the outcome for Lee Zeldin is the proof of how many of us, and Kevin and I are in that, you know, wagon train, how many of us left to make our homes elsewhere.
Right.
After the 2017 passage of the beginning of the bail reform that essentially amounted to arrest and release. The writing was on the wall. How could I as an attorney stay with a primary residence in New York if you're not going to enforce the laws on the books? I don't understand how to do that. You know, we're taking this oath to support the Constitution and the state constitution and to preserve the rule of law. And how is that doing what we were trained to do and what we've taken an oath to do? And circling back to Kathy Hochul, I have that same question. You know, she stood at the podium all summer long, pounding that podium of negativity against the United States Supreme Court, saying things that were said in 1954.
Right.
In Arkansas, by then Democratic governor in Arkansas, that he had to protect the safety of his people. He was not going to listen to any politicians and judges in Washington, D.C. When I compared in my preparation to file this lawsuit the words of that governor against the words of Governor Kathy Hochul, it is frightening how close the words are and how similar the logic. And that's just not how the Bill of Rights works. So it's going to take a while. It's going to take these big lawsuits. It's going to take I feel like my precious list of clients is the modern Little Rock Nine.
I was just about to make a civil rights era comparison to it. This is what this reminds me of, where the state is getting out there and saying, we don't care what they say. This is New York State, and we're going to do things our way, that's a very dangerous precedent for any state to take, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
If they're allowed.
Especially when it's the same political party who we just watched for 2 years say assault on our democracy. January 6th was an assault on our democracy. They are not respecting the peaceful transition of power. Now, you and I have done a lot of shows and spoken with listeners, and I've even been to the South Carolina gun show talking about the January 6th defendants and critical need for due process and so forth. But now here we are standing with the shoe on the other foot.
Yep.
And it's hypocritical because here is the governor of New York saying, I have more authority. I have more power. I, as the governor of a state, am more important than the United States Supreme Court. She is an attorney. I checked her bar registration. She's current. She is an attorney. Our state's lead attorney, our New York Attorney General, Letitia James, we've talked about her on other shows as well, suing the NRA and so forth. She is also an attorney. I mean, this is first semester of law school curriculum, the rule of law, the authority of the United States Supreme Court. I disagree with lots of things. And what I do when I don't like a ruling is I go to court. I do not stand at a podium and denigrate the justices. I look for the facts. I do the research. I think about persuasion. I'm trying to understand how does this law apply? What makes it unjust, right? My clients, you're asking my clients to put into place a prohibition against anyone coming into their store who is under the age of 18 unless they're accompanied by a parent or a legal guardian. When did we stop being inclusive? What happened to Youth Hunting Day? What are we talking about here for future biathletes at the Olympics for the United States team? I mean, do you think that they just suddenly at age 18, they can just start being proficient and skilled as marksmen? What about intergenerational? We're in hunting season right now, right here. There will be people who will be shooting a deer, who will be, a turkey, going towards beautiful dinners, everybody sitting down at the table. And now in the state of New York, you have to have a license to purchase a semi-automatic rifle.
Be careful of those deer that wear the Kevlar vest, by the way.
Oh, body armor is illegal to sell in New York as well.
Oh,
while you're on that topic. Yes. Yes. That is part also of my lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yes. So you can start to see the absurdity of it, where essentially Kathy Hochul and her team of people passed 10 bills and essentially said, what you gonna do about it? To, if you will, those of us who believe and support the Second Amendment. Now, in 2013, when New York had the SAFE Act handed to it by Governor Cuomo, we were long on grassroots activism. We had rallies everywhere, write-in campaigns, every imaginable First Amendment protected effort, and one lawsuit only. This time around, we have very little grassroots. People are in shock, discouraged. The new laws,
well,
you can be charged with a misdemeanor A or a Class E felony for violating.
Hang on right there, because I got a question about that when we get back. Talking to Paloma Cabana, attorney at law, what is going on in New York? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is planning to visit multiple countries on a trip that begins Thursday with the United Nations Climate Conference. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that the president feels confident leaving the United States days after the election.
He feels very good about where things stand, and he feels like he is going out on this trip with the wind very much at his back. And that gives him an excellent opportunity both to deal with competitors from a strong position and to rally allies.
More than 100,000 Russian troops are dead or wounded since the beginning of the country's invasion of Ukraine. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley said those numbers are about the same for Ukrainian troops. About 40,000 civilians have also been killed or wounded. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And one of my favorite subjects, what's going on in New York, is right here on my mind. It's a New York state of mind. Talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, about what's going on. And I was going to, here's the thing I was going to ask you. There has never been a precedent in the United States history that I know of where any state has ever been able to defy the Supreme Court. Now, they've defied the federal government with all of these, with some of these sanctuary cities. They defied certain facets of law. But the Bruin decision, and this is me looking at it as a layman, seems very specific. And When they came out with what do they call it, the Concealed Carry Enhancement Act or whatever they called it, they knew that was unconstitutional. What is it about Hochul and gun control that she thinks she's going to be able to persevere over on this? Besides being and the question I was going to ask you when you said there's very little grassroots, is that because the middle class has done like you have and said, you know what? We're not going to sit here and watch the revolving door of criminals coming in and out of the system, and that they're not being checked, mm-hmm. but I'm being checked.
That is part of it. Is that many of us, in terms of if I look back to who were the leaders of various of the activities after the SAFE Act, moved to North Carolina, moved to Tennessee, moved to Florida, moved to Maine. Yes, I think we essentially thought, okay, we've put in our time and let's go somewhere more free, right? I think that's just a natural, almost burnout reaction of things. But then you look at this and the level of injustice is so extreme that, yes, I think you can only interpret that it was done with intention. And the aspect of that I will really point to, I mentioned that Governor Hochul is an attorney. The more important item on her curriculum is that she is a former county clerk in Erie County.
Okay.
The way that the laws went down with laws that came into effect September 1st was the CCIA was on leave. So the Concealed Carry Improvements Act was on leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's your semi-automatic rifle license, brand new requirement. That's your concealed carry permit, list extraordinaire of all the additional hoops you now have to jump through, and an ammunition background check. That system has not quite yet gone into effect, but immediately dealers are required to write down your personal information and all of the personal information of whatever brass you're walking out the door with. We in New York may be said to have a state law that governs licensing, but it is our 62 county clerk's offices who actually administer that portion of things. So if you want a concealed carry permit, you make your application to your local county clerk's office, your local sheriff's department, and your local county court judge is the one who then signs off on those permits.
Right.
The way that CCIA went down essentially spun all county clerk's offices into a total stall out. No new permits were being issued. No SAR licenses were being issued at all, anywhere, for the past 2 months. It's only in the past week that a couple of the counties have actually changed their websites a little bit around, and they've come up with a couple of them, what I would call a workaround, that if you have already a concealed carry permit, come over to the clerk's office and they'll put a stamp on it so you can buy a semi-automatic rifle, which is not what the law says. So imagine the hazard then of my clients who have a gun store, and here comes somebody showing them a concealed carry permit with this endorsement that is not in the law, saying, hi, I'm here to buy a semi-automatic rifle. Well, that transaction right there, which should be a free transaction between two persons in the marketplace, especially after the NYSERDA versus Bruin decision, is now a Class E felony for either one of them. And the New York State Police could either charge the dealer who completes the sale or the person coming in who completes the sale. And the mentality or the mens rea, no matter how innocent it is, or no matter I followed my county, this is what the county said I could do, it's a state law with criminal repercussions.
But question, you said they could either charge the dealer or the buyer.
Yes. Yes.
So,
yes.
But what,
they were kind enough to do two statutes so that they could charge both people.
So,
both the business and the customer.
But does both of them get charged every time, or does it depend? Does it, I mean, that sounds sort of vague that either or both. I mean,
no, there's nothing vague about that. There are definitely sections of the law that are vague. That is not vague. You complete your commercial transaction, you're guilty.
Gotcha.
Absolutely. So we've got a situation where the person, your individual rights, and already some of the FFL gun store rights are in complete confusion on the ground. And if the additional laws are allowed to go into effect December 5th, you then have the entire industry, all 1,700 plus FFL dealers, potentially closed. I mean, we are talking about the Second Amendment being suffocated in the state of New York effective December 5th. And we're the state that brought the rest of the country.
To where we are.
That is correct.
And I'm pretty sure that all the other states that would be affected are watching the way this works, or how this is working.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Because what we have at federal law is a system that has evolved since 1919, National Firearms Act. And it is how all type of FFL operate, including your importers, your exporters, your manufacturers, your gunsmiths, pawn shop, all of it. On the same system, interstate and international commerce. Kathy Hochul was so kind in her disruption that one of the laws that would take effect on December 5th would allow gun stores to individually decide how they want to handle shipping, disrupting an entire system used internationally. Your firearm if you are in the state of South Carolina and you're traveling and you find one you really love in North Carolina, because you're finally taking me up on that offer for come on over and let's have lunch. And you decide, you know what, I don't feel like driving back with this. I'm going to ship it to my local FFL. Okay, the North Carolina Shipping FFL is the responsible party until and unless your FFL, local to you in South Carolina, accepts it, opens it, and puts it on their book. And just think about how much logic there is to that. The North Carolina FFL is the one examining it, is the one who can see the serial number. That the dealer in South Carolina hasn't seen it. How are they going to take responsibility for a firearm they don't even know if the dealer in North Carolina ever shipped in the first place? But, you know, Governor Hochul, I think, is just determined if she can disrupt things, she is just going to spin it out.
Well, we're coming up on the last break, so I got the big question for you when we get back from the last break. Everybody should be paying attention to what the Democrats, Hochul, are doing, although the veto-proof majority, I heard, got busted up in New York, and you can tell me if that's actually true or not when we get back. I would send you to some sort of website or something to go, you know, help Paloma out, except Paloma...
I'm going to... send you to all my clients.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody go to your local gun store and show them some love.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and we've been talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. She's gearing up and taking it to him in New York. Now, here's my question. How many more iterations of gun control are there available to Kathy Hochul to try to introduce to the mix when, once again, New York State comes up in front of the Supreme Court?
There's only one pocket left I think they could legislate, and that's where I'm simply going to use the word creepage. This has been coming. You know, you don't have to be a pessimist to have been living in New York these past 35 years that I have been in New York and watching rights be steadily eroded.
Right.
And sometimes it comes with a huge bang just like this. And you know it, right? The bomb has dropped. There is a crater. There's fallout everywhere. You know it's it. Sometimes it's not. One little provision that I tripped over that I thought was part of the new bill, I came to figure out actually happened last year during COVID, and that Governor Cuomo had signed it as some emergency executive order to extend that the state police could take up to 30 days to respond to a background check for the purchase of a firearm. You know, it didn't really, I think, make too much noise at the time because we are currently a mixed system state.
Right.
But guess what? December 5th, law goes into effect. We become a mixed point of contact state where the New York State Police initiates all the interface with the ATF for those background checks. And then that 30 days is how every transaction is going to go down. Not the 3-day NICS rule, but that little sleeper that Andy left behind as he closed the door on his way out, but a 30 day. So look forward to that suit next is all I can say is if we can get some traction here, and we can start to get ourselves a little bit of space where I'm hoping the United States Supreme Court will say to us as soon as humanly possible as we run up this chain of courts that the Second Amendment is not only to bear arms, but to keep arms. And you can only keep something that you can buy from my clients. If you don't have a gun store, you don't have a Second Amendment.
Now, do you know that's something that's actually in the works, or is this just a...
Well, it's my case.
Yeah.
That's my case.
Okay.
That is my case. That's how we win my case, is that the FFL is the extension of the person. We are one and the same.
Didn't we already see something like that come out of Chicago?
We saw a couple cases that came out of Chicago that are helpful, little ones against Cook County, one with the state of Illinois, but not one, if you will, that was a bullseye. and not one that went all the way to the United States Supreme Court to really flesh right. out the role of the FFL. And part of how I think I know I'm right is that all of what I'm talking about concerning the international business of firearms has always already been protected by the federal government since 1919.
Right.
These laws have all been in effect. The ATF has evolved. They've worked with the gun stores. We have ways to get the bad guys. You know, some people look at the NICS background check system. They're like, oh, there's only 2 to 3% of people that fail the background check. Well, that's partly because we have a system in place that actually works. Most criminals are not going to bother to get a concealed carry permit. They're not going to bother to go into their local gun store and stand there and chat with the guy for a while or say to Nadine, hey, you know, give me that form. I'd love to fill out an ATF form 4473 and tell you all my personal information. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not the way that the criminals function. So we catch that edge. We are the wall between the legal and the illegal. And that 2 to 3% nationwide every year adds up to some decent numbers where we are that wall. We are that barrier. You want gun stores. You do not want people to end up only being able to, like, go on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace and meet somebody in a parking lot and then get jumped because it was a setup and a crime.
Question.
Yes.
Is New York City, I mean, the only thing, you know, is I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, self, this crime thing is going to do it. This is going to be what separates everything. But at the same time, I know that a lot of middle class people have vacated New York City. So you got a lot of people there with a lot of money in New York City that it doesn't, there's a lot of things that don't matter and they can afford whatever they got to have. And then you got a lot of people that get government handouts there now, right? And I don't even know what the homeless situation is like there. So with all of that in place, is that what happened? Because Hochul is overseeing a horror. I mean, what was it I talked about the other day? I talked about, I think it was a stabbing. And we hear about, she likes to focus on the gun crime, but we know what, 82% of all violent crime does not involve a gun?
Yes. So we now, for example, have the semi-automatic rifle license requirement effective September 1st. The FBI and the ATF publish wonderful, amazing, readily available statistics for uber wonky people like me who bother to look them all up. And year over year in the state of New York, homicide is committed 3 to 4 times a year with a long gun. But now we have to get a license just to purchase a standard, no bells and whistles, because New York already went in 2013 to this assault weapons ban, this made-up craze, right? So no muzzle brake for you. No features, no bling, right? No accessories.
Now, the guy in Buffalo, though, the Topps grocery store, he went by the letter of the law at the time.
Yes, he did. And where, may I ask, is the inquiry, as I put in my papers, into the New York State Police. Where is that inquiry? They responded to a call for help from his school. They picked him up. They took him to a hospital for a mental evaluation prior to the crime being committed.
Right.
Zero follow-up.
Yeah.
Zero inquiry into the New York State Police. And one of the new laws that went into effect September 1st is the New York State Police is supposed to be, hasn't done it yet, supposed to be publishing a 16-hour classroom curriculum that is mandatory to be taken by new concealed carry permit applicants. And one of the sections has to do with mental health awareness. I do not even think that they have a protocol in the department for their own officers to get mental health training.
are you going to be able to, before we run out of time, are you going to be able to unwind this? Are you going to be able to go back and sell antiques?
Not in the near term future, I don't think. I just filed my case last week, got it served, got my motion for emergency relief into the court last night, and all hail Judge Brenda Sains. Because tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we already have a video conference with the attorneys and the court.
You need to get that Judge Sudeby.
So they are in the same building.
Yeah.
And Judge Sudeby, just a couple days ago, I think he probably needs himself a little bit of a vacation. We'll have to send him down to South Carolina for a few days.
Yeah.
184-page preliminary injunction in the Antoniuk case. Most important thing that he accomplished in that was the reversal of one of the key components that Kathy Hochul wanted, which was to make it illegal for you to concealed carry anywhere that you had not received advance permission from the property owner.
What a great public servant she is, that Kathy Hochul. Well, listen, you give them hell, and thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks to all the listeners. Zero Tolerance Manufacturing. Show them and all your local FFLs as much love as you can.
Very good. Boy, such a mess. But hey, if you're up there dealing with it, maybe something good will come out of it. We'll see. Anyway,
what I said to my clients, if nothing else, is go get a primer on everything that's gone wrong.
There you go. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.